Grace and peace from God our Father, through Jesus Christ, our risen, ruling, and one day returning Lord and the only Savior, brothers and sisters, and hello, friends. This is Pastor Brandon Myers, and I'm reading the church blog posted yesterday, Atheism and Secularism. As we wrap up our study on a field guide on false teaching from Ligonier Ministries, we've done our pre-service discipleship hour. Just a reminder that, God willing, we'll begin our six-week pre-service discipleship hour summer study on prayer, beginning Sunday, June 5th, 2022 at 9:45. We invite you to join us then. Well, on to the last section from A Field Guide on False Teaching. Under Section 3 of this wonderful little book, False Religions and Worldview, the fifth section is Atheism and Secularism. Here are a few quotes from this book on atheism and secularism. Quote, an estimated 250 to 500 million people worldwide do not profess faith in any deity. Close quote. To personalize this, consider that in 2010, 12 years ago, 40.4% of those in our county, where Niles, Illinois is and where many of us live, 40.4% of our neighbors identified as having no religious commitment. There's a chart on the blog I urge you to look at and to view to consider the gravity of this. 40.4% identify as having no religion. That's 12 years ago. Presumably this number is even higher now, 12 years later. Either way, though, this means that this group of people who bear God's image are a key part of our mission field that the Lord has entrusted to us to bring the gospel of Christ to. They're right here in our backyard. Here's a few more quotes from the book, A Field Guide on False Teaching from Ligonier Ministries. Quote, Charles Darwin's On the Origin of Species was seized upon by atheists as providing a scientific justification for their view. Darwin's work fostered secularist agendas in Western countries primarily through Karl Marx's application of Darwin's principles to his economic and political theories. In Das Kapital, Marx appealed to Darwin's contributions. In 1963, the Supreme Court ruled that school-sponsored Bible reading and prayer were unconstitutional. Throughout the rest of the chapter, the key figures who are mentioned in the book, who have promoted and held to secular atheism, Baron Paul, Henry Thury de Holbach, I might not be pronouncing that right, Denis Diderot, Charles Darwin, Karl Marx, Friedrich Nietzsche, Bertrand Russell, George Holyoke, Madeline Murray O'Hare, Richard Dawkins, Daniel Dennett, Sam Harris, Christopher Hitchens, Stephen Hawking, Peter Singer, Philip Pullman, and Ray Kurzweil. A biblically faithful response and some key verses to consider when it comes to engaging with those who identify as secular or atheistic is Exodus 3:14. The Lord appeared to Moses and declared, I am who I am. Romans 1 also declares that God's invisible attributes, namely his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world in the things that have been made. Herman Bavinck is quoted in A Field Guide on False Teaching as saying, quote, materialism, which is a core belief of atheism, asserts there is no purpose in things, and the teleological, that is, the purposeful interpretation of nature, must give way to the mechanical, merely descriptive one. Again, that's a quote from Herman Bavinck, as quoted from A Field Guide on False Teaching. Scripture also tells us in Psalm 33:8-9, let all the earth fear the Lord, let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spoke and it was done, he commanded and it stood fast, diametrically opposed to atheistic materialism. Job 38:4 says, where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? And Hebrews 1:3 says, the Lord upholds the universe by the word of his power. In Psalm 47:7-8, the scriptures tell us, God is the king of all the earth. Sing praises with a skillful psalm. God reigns over the nations. God sits on his holy throne. Hebrews 9:27 tells us, it is appointed for men to die once, and after this comes judgment. And 1 Timothy 2:5 gloriously tells us, there is one God and one mediator also between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. The Ligonier False Teaching book gives very helpful guidance on what to focus on with friends who hold to an atheistic secular view. The book encourages, quote, focusing on the existence question, focusing on issues of morality, focus on issues of reconciliation to God. That's page 216 and 217 in the Kindle edition. May it please our Lord to lead our blind, deceived, secular, atheistic friends to hear the good news of the risen Lord Jesus Christ, to be converted, convicted of their sin, and respond in repentance of their sins, and turn and trust in Jesus Christ alone for salvation. Again, we strongly encourage you to own, read, and return to this wonderful Field Guide on False Teaching from Ligonier Ministries. It is on our church blog. You can easily find a link to it. It will help you as you seek to faithfully witness for the Lord Jesus Christ to neighbors, friends, and loved ones. And there are usually copies of this book on our book rack, free at our church on the Lord's Day. You can look for those. In the blog, there are also additional resources for further study. We encourage you to check out some of the great debates that are on there and a few other books that we've listed as well. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May you be a faithful ambassador of the Lord Jesus Christ until his return. God bless.